The following essay was originally aired in 2002. You're listening to The Natural World. I'm John Cooney. Journal entry, August 10th, 1 p.m. An unnamed ridge west of Waldo Lake, near Willamette Pass. To someone like me, the idea of spending the day in mountain meadows searching for butterflies of late summer with a group of passionately interested people is intriguingly appealing. I was allowed to tag along as members of the Eugene Springfield chapter of the North American Butterfly Association pursued their avocation in the dazzling high-altitude summer sun. As we drove through the dark, low-elevation forest along Salmon Creek, a mountain lion hastily crossed the road and disappeared into the undergrowth 50 yards in front of our car. The rare appearance of this slinky, powerful feline apparition was startling and so tantalizingly brief that each of us would question the veracity of the sighting. While not uncommon, the mountain lion is a creature of the shadows. It is hardly ever seen, even by people who spend their entire lives working in the forest. Diamond Peak rises from the haze like a snow-capped island emerging from a forested sea. A blanket of western hemlock, Douglas, and noble fir softens the rugged, angular, volcanic landscape considerably. Smoke from the hemlock fire near Westfir has settled below into the green, sinuous valleys of the western Cascades. Here at 5,000 feet, the rarefied alpine atmosphere is deliciously pure and transparent, deepening overhead into cobalt blue clarity. A gravel logging road has been etched into the south face of this nearly vertical ridge. Below, the land drops precipitously into the middle Willamette Basin, revealing an ordered patchwork of clear cuts alternating with second-growth mid-elevation forest. The extent and impact of this giant man-made quilt would go unnoticed were it not for the open view afforded by the recently logged parcel dropping down the mountainside below. A cosmetic buffer of mature Douglas firs has been spared just below the road and up to the crest of the ridge. Nine people walk together, pointing and calling attention to each new discovery among many dozens of butterflies nectaring through the purple fleabane, pink fireweed, and cream-colored pearly everlasting that grows abundantly along the roadside. Moisture seeps from the scarred hillside, drawing more butterflies to drink from dampened soil. Big, sun-deflecting hats and wispy nets have long been associated with butterfly hunters. Today, close-focusing binoculars and digital cameras far outnumber nets, indicating the group's willingness to adapt modern tools to their passion. The appeal of butterflies is not difficult to understand. Almost everyone finds them beautiful. They are models of innocence. They do not bite or sting. They only flit about, ephemeral jewels of light and color. Ancient Greeks used the word psyche to represent both butterflies and the human soul. They believed that when the soul left the body, it flew to heaven like a butterfly. The concentration, quantity, and variety of butterflies on this ridgetop are overwhelming. Deep russet, orange, and black California tortoiseshells drink fresh spring water from the moist gravel. The graceful, balanced flight of a pine white enlivens the blue-gray branches of a noble fir. The stately Lorikan's Admiral, dark brown-black with a creamy white band and four wings tipped in orange, alights briefly on the white woolly hairs of a hooker's thistle. Tiny blues, coppers, and hair streaks dart about, pursuing nectar and each other. Crescents, fritillaries, skippers, and dusky wings feed, seek mates, and defend territory above the chaotic hanging meadow. At close range, binoculars reveal each of these delicate creatures to be a visual masterpiece composed of incredible nuance in color and design. If a human artist were to claim the wing of a butterfly as his or her own composition, it would be agreed that they possessed great talent and insight into our collective idea of beauty. Why this coincidence of aesthetic affinity exists between humans and butterflies is an intriguing mystery. Spotted frogs were once common throughout the Willamette Valley. They have not been seen in the valley for many years. It is believed that bullfrogs, a non-native introduced species, and loss of shallow water wetlands may have been responsible for their demise. A healthy population exists at Gold Lake near the Willamette Pass. The best place to find them is in the bog area on the north end of the lake. Look, but don't touch. It's unlawful to capture this species. Also common in this bog area are cascade frogs, tree frogs, and western toads. If you have sightings or events you would like to report or suggestions of areas you would like to see profiled, you can send me email at John Cooney, that's John with an H, COONEY at MSN.com.